This is Community Conversations, where we connect Harrisburg with home.
Today I have with me Neil Lesher, who is government relations for the Pennsylvania Chamber, and we are going to be talking taxes. Taxes, Neil.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about taxes. You know, we want to talk about the corporate net income tax and also what the governor has given and then taketh away. So we recently reduced the corporate net income tax, which was reduced down to, well, over a period of time, it'll eventually be down to, what, 4.99?
Correct.
From an overall high of 8.99 that we've seen is probably the highest in the nation. So that's great. That's great for businesses. But then we find out this year that the governor wants to do something called combined reporting, which is essentially the governor giveth and now the governor taketh away. And tell us a little bit about what is combined reporting and why is it so bad for businesses in the state of Pennsylvania?
Yeah, sure. First, I think maybe as a foundation, some of the positives that have happened over the last couple years, you know, thanks to you and your colleagues in the House and in the Senate, in 2022, as you said, we put Pennsylvania on the path to finally reducing the corporate net income tax. We were, for decades, had this giant stop sign at our state's borders with the highest income tax rate for corporations in the country. Temporarily, New Jersey surpassed us, but we had always been either number one or number two on the wrong end of that list. So in 2022, there was an initial 1 point reduction from 9.99 to 8.99, and now it's going down by a half a percentage point until it reaches 4.99 in 2031. We think that's a positive push in the right direction to making Pennsylvania more competitive. Of course, we know even as we've taken that jump, at least 10 other states in the meantime have also reduced their corporate net income tax additionally. So we're always competing with other states to try to keep up and get ourselves to a more competitive rate. Last year, thanks again to you and a number of your colleagues in the House and the Senate, we were able to finally reform Pennsylvania's net operating loss provisions. Net operating loss allows companies to deduct the bad years from the good years so that every company is paying the same effective tax rate in Pennsylvania.
Well, and that's really good to try to bring businesses back to Pennsylvania. When you look at the history of Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania was the greatest innovator,
right,
if not in the nation, the world, when you look at the last 100 years of how businesses just proliferated in Pennsylvania. And over this last century, every government kept on taking away. And we have some of the, you know, greatest educational institutions, but unfortunately our students are leaving because the business has just not been strong in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, and the net operating loss provision, you know, particularly for Pennsylvania's industries, energy, steel, aluminum, commodities, you know, those are the types of industries that tend to be cyclical with the economy. And so having been an outlier as it relates to how we treated net operating losses was really unfair to those companies that have called Pennsylvania home for so long. But also another key component to growing our economy is the startup companies that are investing a lot of money in the initial years are going to experience losses. And so the ability to recover from those losses sooner and get to profitability, hire more people, grow that company here in Pennsylvania is very important. So those are two positives. Now you've asked about combined reporting. In this year's budget proposal from the governor, he's proposed expediting that phase down of the corporate net income tax to get to that 4.99 rate 2 years sooner. Unfortunately, he pairs it with a proposal called unitary mandatory combined reporting. And what is combined reporting, right? So this is something that a number of other states have adopted in various formats. And basically what combined reporting is, it requires a company and any affiliated companies, whether they're doing business in Pennsylvania or not, to combine all of their income into one return and then allows the Department of Revenue to apply what they call an apportionment factor, basically to determine what they think that company's taxable liability in Pennsylvania should be.
So it complicates the entire tax structure.
It really
makes an absolute nightmare for businesses.
Yes. It takes what's really a simple system where each individual company files their profit or their losses with the state and pays tax based on that and creates a system that's very complicated, is prone to litigation. There are, in states like California, these cases can get litigated for up to 20 years. Because it's very important how you define a business's taxable income. That sets precedent for future years, et cetera. It's also important to note that when you look at the states that Pennsylvania is really competing with for jobs, North Carolina, Florida, Virginia,
Ohio,
none of them have combined reporting, right? We're talking about states like California and New York, New Jersey. These are not the states that I think we generally see ourselves as being competitive for new growth with. If you look at the fastest growing states, it's primarily the southeastern part of the country, and there's zero states in that area that have combined reporting.
And even some of the states which do have combined reporting, they also have other beneficial tax structures that might be able to make up for that combined reporting. But here we have a state that wants to put on onerous taxes on top of other taxes. Just when we thought that we were getting ahead in order to try to make this, we have a great workforce, and yet they seem to be all leaving to going to these other states, which we need to bring these people back.
I point to North Carolina often as kind of a prime example of a state that we should be looking at. About a decade ago, North Carolina was fairly, very similarly situated as Pennsylvania. They had high taxes. They were not seeing the economic growth that they wanted to see. And so lawmakers there got serious about it, and they significantly reduced their corporate tax rates. What they saw was incredible growth, so much to the point that they've now come back and have put themselves on a path to completely eliminate their corporate net income tax. You're seeing tremendous growth, not just in the Charlotte area, but all throughout North Carolina. And it comes with putting in place those pro-growth policies like we've begun chipping away at here in Pennsylvania. Like I mentioned, the corporate net income tax reduction, the NOL policy. We saw permitting reform 2 years ago. So we're starting to make progress. We need to keep at it because, we're the fifth most populous state. We're also an aging state. And so if we're not taking those steps to attract younger generations, people who are going to fill these jobs that we're hopefully going to create with pro-growth policies, it's going to become more and more difficult for you and your colleagues to do state budgets around here. When your tax base is kind of depleting, folks that are in those earning stages of their life, that are earning, paying personal income tax, buying things, paying sales tax, and our senior population is growing, and we need to take care for them.
Well, we've seen statistics that show that when they lower taxes, government actually generates more revenue in the long run because people are paying more taxes, or they're taking that money that they would be paying in taxes and using it to hire employees. Why can't we ever get that across here in Pennsylvania? What is the real roadblock?
I think one of the roadblocks is some of your colleagues view things 1 year at a time and don't have that kind of vision long-term. Like you're talking about. The long-term vision to understand that we've seen enough state budgets around here where people are looking for this pot of money or that pot of money to get us through that budget. But the only thing that's going to put us on a path for long-term sustainability is long-term economic growth. And the only way to get there is more competitive tax rates, a more competitive regulatory environment, and the ability to get timely permits.
Well, a perfect example of this is that I sit on the liquor committee, and a couple years ago when a number of microbreweries, we all saw microbreweries just proliferate in the state of Pennsylvania. And there was a period of time that the Department of Revenue came back and said, oh, wait a minute, you guys had to tax not only at the keg or at the tap, but you have to tax at the keg. And we heard testimony after testimony of all these microbreweries that that proliferated here in the state of Pennsylvania. And I said, I'm coming to a totally different conclusion, that we had an entire industry be created because someone forgot to tax them. And I said, I came to another conclusion, which is we should be reducing taxes in Pennsylvania at every avenue that we can, so that our businesses can put that back into jobs and growth. And when you mentioned the net operating loss carry forward, again, that incentivizes companies to invest in creating things for the future. But it is a long-term thinking process that maybe perhaps we're missing here in the state.
Yeah, and another point I want to make too is, we often hear at least the accusation that businesses aren't paying their fair share. I've heard some of your colleagues make comments that out-of-state companies pay zero tax to Pennsylvania. I mean, that's simply not true. In fact, there's the so-called Delaware loophole allegation that's been out there for so many years. In fact, it's been around so long that we've closed it three different times. The first time was in 2013. The legislature put in what they call the add-back statute, which specifically gets to that allegation of kind of shifting money out of state to avoid taxes. You know, that tax law change said you can't do that anymore. That if you're moving money out of state just to avoid taxes, you've got to add that back to your returns. The other piece, and I think a lot of people don't understand this, but with the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act at the federal level, you know, what they did at the federal level was good tax policy. They lowered the rate significantly and they expanded the base, right? Well, what that does for state tax purposes is businesses' base for their state tax is based on their federal tax liability. So what did that do to state tax under the corporate? It actually grew it in Pennsylvania because we still had that high rate. Businesses didn't get the benefit of the rate reduction at the state level. And in fact, in just the last 5 years, corporate net income tax revenues into Pennsylvania have grown $2.6 billion, 92% increase.
There you go.
So the budget challenges right now are not because businesses aren't paying their fair share in taxes. They're paying plenty in taxes. Our budgetary challenges really do get to a need to contain spending and get our budget back in balance. And then the last piece was, as part of the 2022 rate reduction, there was also a change called market sourcing, which got to kind of interest income and where that's attributable from state to state. So there have been kind of three different times in the last decade that we've expanded the base. What we really need to do now is implement those pro-growth pieces, getting the rate down, allowing for common sense deductibility like NOLs allow for.
So going back to the combined reporting issue, explain what is a typical company that will be penalized under this particular tax code?
Yeah, so it's likely to be an out-of-state company that does business in Pennsylvania, creates jobs here, but also has other business activity that solely exists in other states that is completely unrelated to their activity in Pennsylvania. And what you're going to see is when you have to combine all of their income onto one return and then apply a formula, it becomes a little bit more arbitrary as opposed to directly related to their activity in Pennsylvania. And of course, as a still relatively high tax state, as we're riding that kind of slope down, that really does have an impact. You know, if you're a relatively low tax state, it's not as big of a concern. If you were to have income attributable to Pennsylvania where the higher rate is, that's where businesses become disadvantaged.
So essentially a company who is here in Pennsylvania would have to pay taxes based on what they have business even in other states.
Yes.
And so why would then a company want to come to Pennsylvania if suddenly now Pennsylvania wants to grab their taxes from everywhere else?
And that's the concern, right? Businesses don't have to do business in Pennsylvania. You know, obviously there are some large multi-state corporations that are doing business in all 50 states just because of the nature of what they do, but they don't have to. And any time a state creates a regulatory environment, I mean, you see it in California. The number of businesses that are pulling out of California, relocating to places like Texas and Florida, that could very easily happen to business here in Pennsylvania as well.
So the role of the chamber. Now, tell us a little bit about what you're doing to try to get the message out. And of course, you know, we're trying to share this with our constituents. What is the role of the chamber and how could we help you?
Sure. So the Pennsylvania Chamber of Business and Industry, we represent about 10,000 businesses all throughout the state, all shapes and sizes through every industry sector. And our goal really is one of advocacy. It's working with lawmakers like yourself to provide information, to connect our members with you, to provide information as you're working on legislation. You know, I think all of us would admit that there's things that we're all experts on, and then there's things that we need to learn about, right? And that's kind of the nature of what we do. And that's an area where we try to kind of fill that gap with industry experts that are within our membership, right? So on the tax front, if I'm able to bring in a group of CPAs and tax attorneys that can help us all better understand the impacts of a certain piece of legislation, that's what we do. We comment on legislation, we score legislation, and at the end of the day, our prime mission is to make Pennsylvania the best state in the country to own, operate, and grow a business.
Well, hopefully we can be helping you do that and make Pennsylvania a state where people are going to want to come back. They're going to have jobs. Business will be proliferating. I think that, you know, we want to make sure that companies are comfortable being here and they grow. I think that's ultimately what we should be doing here in Pennsylvania. And I certainly appreciate all the work that you do to do that. I think, you know, when you look at the complexity of our tax system, how it's death by a thousand cuts across the board for big companies, small companies, and now it's almost beginning to invade in individuals when we're looking at even personal income tax increases. I think that hopefully we will get a hold of what's going on in Pennsylvania and make Pennsylvania a strong economy once again.
Yeah, and I appreciate your comments. Appreciate you having me on today. You know, somebody who ran your own small business, you're not, you know, this is not new to you, the challenges that sometimes government regulations and red tape can put on, you know, successfully kind of, you know, make or break that month. So really appreciate working with you on to make Pennsylvania more competitive. Like I've said, like we already covered, we've had some wins in recent years and those should be celebrated. And we'll keep chipping away and continue to make Pennsylvania more competitive.
Well, thanks, Neil. I really appreciate you coming on and sharing this with our constituents.
Thank you.